Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with Tony Jorgensen. We're waiting for, we've got Elizabeth in the chat room and we're waiting for Marianne. Jessica is building her burrow. She's building her home today. So we're wishing her well. It's really exciting because she's finally building and it's a home on wheels, so she lives wherever she fancies. It's wonderful. Hey, somebody just joined us. Hey. Is that Marianne? No. Okay.
No.
Okay, no, well, we'll wait for Marianne. But anyway, hi, Tony, and hi, Elizabeth, in the chat. That's really exciting. So, today, what is our... this is an interesting topic we're looking at today, and... I actually avoided doing a lot of sort of really heavy-duty homework on it because I think each person's experience of these things is very unique. It's unto the individual how they experience nature spirits and elemental beings. Marianne, suggested this topic because she really was wondering about fairies and, you know, the sort of the woodland folk and all those mythological creatures. Somebody just dropped off. Maybe we scared them away.
I know.
Fairies? Oh, no. And nobody will. But you know what? You sort of defined in a sort of scholarly way, it does break down to the elements, the air, water, earth, fire, and like that, you can look that up. But what I'm talking about are the ones that the, apparently in Iceland, I was reading up, there are portals to another phase of being. I'm having trouble, Tony. Take it away. What is your take on this thing? Nature spirits, elemental beings. What the heck are those?
I don't know, but I totally believe. I live in Utah, and we have a place not too far from where I live called the Skinwalker Ranch. And the reason why they call it kind of a weird name because of skinwalkers, but the people in the town call the Indians that, I don't know if they sold this Indian burial ground that was an Indian burial ground at one time, but they thought that they were, I guess when sometimes with when American Indians come back and they walk the earth, they call them skinwalkers. But since then, they've seen dead, you know, the usual dead cows with the carcasses kind of mangled. And there's no way that it was an animal that killed them. But they've come to find out, and these are actual scientists and very well-known people that study this, that there was actually a portal like you're talking about. There more than once they have seen the sky open up and either, you know, some kind of spaceship or terrestrial being have come down or something has gone up there. So it's a very, so now they believe that they're not skinwalkers walking at all, that the Indians knew about this and they used it as some kind of praying field or, you know, that was their gods that they thought because the sky would open up. But there's a lot of weird things and a lot of weird energy that goes on there. I mean, it's all documented and it's, you know, it's for real. I truly believe it. Yeah.
The unseen world. Absolutely. I have a couple of people that I just sort of live around my area and they're like into the woo-woo stuff like we are. And I remember I was doing a show, like an art show with this woman, Candace, who has actual elementals around her. I kid you not, you could feel these things, that they're not visible, but you can feel the energy of them. And when I took pictures of the art show later on, there were orbs, like it was just full of orbs and spirit energy, and it was unbelievable. But I went home to get something out of my attic for her. I was giving her some containers or something, and the bloody, excuse my French, they followed me home and back. I could feel these energies around me, and it's like they're almost like, it's almost like a Disney kind of thing with like these weird little energies around you. But I think it's really easy to not scare them off, but, you know, I don't think you're going to connect with those energies if you're not emotionally balanced, because I think
right.
they're very like wildlife, right? It's easy to frighten them off. You've got to sit still and not put your own thing out there. Fairies, like, hear the tales of,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Like the ancestors' tales and stuff like that. And I wonder, too, how many of these little creatures are like extraterrestrial beings, as you say, portals open up.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mount Shasta is famous for that, too. They talk about the tall whites that live there. And again, I don't blame them for like hiding from us, because, you know, there's really no sign of intelligent life in our universe. But, you know, we do try.
We're scary. I know we do try, but we are pretty scary.
Well, they don't blame them. But I was thinking, like, this dear, sweet lady I knew who's crossed since, but she used to talk about the portals in Iceland. She would go there every time when she could take a trip. And she was saying, you know, there are elemental beings or whatever you want. They are not of this earth. They are of this earth, but they're not, they're ether more than solid matter. But God, I feel like I have rented lips trying to describe this, words
no,
to something.
But you're coming through fine. You're coming through
good.
Fine. And Marianne is on. And
beautiful.
Marianne, we're talking about your stuff.
We did your topic. Hi, Marianne. Welcome. I'm glad you made it. We were talking about the topic you suggested because you were wondering about fairy folk, fairy energy. And so we thought we'd look at that. Do you want to, like, just give your take on the subject?
I just know that I identify with the elemental. I know that I have the energy of the elementals. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, somebody was growling when you came on. Did you guys hear that? Did you hear that growl?
No.
I totally heard a growl right when Marianne started talking.
Oh, honey.
It must have been one of your elementals.
It could be.
Well, that's funny.
It is. Well,
So
you just feel them around you naturally, Marianne. That's kind of cool. Like, you don't have to second guess yourself about it. I do know every single thing that we encounter, you know, and if you think about it, if you break it down into quantum physics, there's nothing but space. It really all breaks down to energy. So it transforms into matter. I'm hearing some kind of weird feedback, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll deal with it.
It's growling something. That's what I was talking about. I got to tell you this one story about this friend. So I did this girl's hair, and it's the first time I ever have ever done her hair, but I just do friends. And she came into the shop last week, and I always knew she was an empath because I know her from another friend, but I didn't realize how much she was and what was her spiritual, you know, how much she was spiritual or believed in the woo-woo. But she told me that she has been that way since she was born, kind of like one of Marianne's children. And so much to where, and this is like the element thing, that so much to where she would be walk in a room or in her classroom and she would take on everybody's emotion and she couldn't even do her schoolwork. And she's really highly intelligent when you speak to her, but she had to come up with some kind of mechanism where she wouldn't take on in her head, where she wouldn't take on everybody's things that were going on in their life when she walked into a room. So she told me about, she did, and she was standing up there and she had her hands out kind of like, you know, those pictures you see of Jesus Christ sometimes with his hands out like that. And she said, I built little mirrors all over my body that would reflect if somebody would come to me and everything would start coming on me. These little mirrors, I'd hold my hand out and these little mirrors would reflect it back onto them.
That's
how she would get rid of Isn't that crazy? I just thought that was crazy. I could feel what she was talking about. And she had energy around her all the time from these mirrors that she, I mean, I could actually see the mirrors. I mean, it was crazy. It was we ended up talking for like 3 hours about it, but it was crazy.
James Von Prague teaches that method, and it's one of the most effective things I've ever used. It really does, because you can't stop the world from bombarding you. You can choose how you choose to reflect it back, and it works. It's energy manipulation, and that's what we maybe call real magic. But it is actually a thing, and it is actually happening. I was going to talk about nature spirits in that if we look at trees or like the honey mushroom that is. It is expanded all over the earth with a network of roots. I think they're called roots. But anyway, it's like a mushroom tendrils all under there, and they're all connected. And trees actually connect with each other with chemical messages that they send. And they've actually discovered that if a tree gets cut down, the other trees will send it sugar and try to help it to the root to keep growing. There's so much communication and so many intelligences around our world. I always want human beings to be really humble and stop going like, we're the most important, you know, creatures on the earth. But if you stop and pay attention and listen, everything has a life force in it, doesn't it? Even like, you know, things like rocks and, you know, you can feel that it all is the vibration of life. But it is so hard to explain. But yeah, if you're going to like take a formal look at it, like we're talking about kind of mythological creatures that we've woven into our stories. Yeah. Joseph Campbell's really cool at explaining that sort of thing, how we use myth to go through our lives and take what he calls the hero's journey. But in my mind's eye right now, I'm seeing pictures of witches and warlocks and psychics and mediums all walking along with these invisible beings around them, and it's actually charming. It's like Norman Rockwell, but in outer space, you know, it's so fabulous.
That's awesome. But, Elizabeth said, in Roswell, New Mexico also, I and others have seen three lights in the sky over the Gulf of Mexico at times. Nobody has yet proven that they are something obvious or identified. I've heard of that before too in New Mexico.
Me too. We've got something in the southeast sky for here, and I see it. And Linda Irwin. I don't know if anyone's heard of her, but she is a member of the. There's a group on Facebook called the Unseen World, and if you're interested in UFO phenomenon, anything like that. Check it out. Unseen World. Joseph Burke, who's like an amazing, he's just a science guy, and he posts on there regularly. So check it out on Facebook. But there's so much, again, we don't know, but we know something's going on. And again, with Elizabeth, like if she were to go closer to Roswell, New Mexico, it's very likely she wouldn't be able to make it into the area because I think they've... Or have they? I don't know. Is it still blocked off to people? Or are they still trying to like...
Yeah, it's blocked off.
Okay.
Yeah. I was there not too long ago in New Mexico, two years ago, and it was blocked off. Yep.
Well, we... Yeah.
Isn't that the government land over there or something, I think? Yeah.
Something like that, but I think it wouldn't matter. It's like probably like mineral rights. If you have it under your ground, they can nail for it, and it's pretty, really unfair, you know? I remember seeing a thing about the Skinwalker Ranch, and that's kind of fabulous, you know. But you can see spirit energy on, on videos and cameras now. And, like, we can see it, we can feel it, we can sometimes hear it, we can, all our senses, but mainly that sixth sense and beyond that just knows the secret that sits in the center and knows. Elizabeth says she's seeing them from the west coast of Florida. Yeah, exactly. It'd be really cool to try and get some pictures if you can, if they happen again. I don't think the ones I see, it's like red, blue, and green, and they sort of rotate light, and they're in the sky sometimes. And I asked my friend Linda about them, and she said, yeah, that's how they do it. Those are the three elements of light in color. So red, blue, and green are the primaries in light, which makes sense. So if you're doing pigments, it's red, blue, and yellow. But if you're mixing light, it's red, blue, and green. And in light mixture, you get the amber colors and stuff. It's very cool. It's another science. But I do digress, and I am babbling on. And so did anyone want to add anything about their take on the elementals and the I encourage everyone to look this up and study all about it, because there's millions and millions of takes on it, you know, different ideas and what they are, and if so, why. Yeah, but we do have a lineup of callers I see waiting. So, okay, shall we start then? Are you ready?
I'm ready. Marianne, you ready?
Okay. Yeah, well, I had to
define your card.
I couldn't find my cards, but I have several card decks. I'm like, this is just nuts. Well, so what I feel is somehow they were misplaced on purpose. I always use the same one. I just love it. It's just filled with some fabulous energy. But I have all these card decks. I'm like, okay, Dad, my dad didn't pass away. All right, I'm going to start working with my other card decks because he wants me to venture out, and I know that. I feel that. So I'm like, all right, I'm listening.
Awesome. All right. So, sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
And, thank you. That's wonderful. So, I guess on that note, did anyone – Elizabeth's talking about the lights, and they rotate. Yes, that's what I saw too, and they change order. Yeah. And Hawk, who we're hoping will come on the air pretty soon, is pretty knowledgeable about those. So we're waiting for – maybe we should just do a whole show on just UFOs, since we drifted into that area. Very cool. Okay, well, let's start our call board here. And our first caller is 646. You're on the air. Could get your name, please.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Well, how can we help you today?
Do I need a specific question, or can you just give me a general read of what you pick up?
Comes in. Miranda, I'm drawing a very small dog. So I'm either getting a totem coming in for you, or do you have a dog that would come through for you?
I don't have a dog, no.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to look up the dog totem. When we all work together, I found that when I started working with Jandrik Bucky, I started understanding how to pull in totems and then how to read them. It's sort of like spiritual work is contagious. But so I do find I get totems for people, and it's you just see what comes in. So this is what dog brings to you. So it's a powerful symbol of unconditional love, loyalty, and protection. Have you felt a bit vulnerable lately over some subject or other?
Yes. So I'm actually feeling very vulnerable, and because I moved and I'm not feeling that sense of joy that I anticipated feeling. It's a little deflating.
Well, it is, but you know what happens as puny humans, right? We get attached to the outcome of stuff, and then we get disappointed. And you know what? Welcome to the club, because we all do it. But I think that's why dog comes in for you. Dog comes in as a spiritual guide, and it brings in protection, alertness, bravery, devotion, and constancy. It just feels like you're being brought a little extra protection. But I'm also picking up that this is going to get better for you. to try and stand on the other side of your judgment, if that makes any sense. So you've sort of made the move, and now it's not what you were expecting it to be, so you're like, whoa. But the thing is, very often what we want and what we need are two different things. And if you like the Rolling Stones, put on the album that's got "You Can't Always Get What You Want, You Get What You Need." And I really feel strongly that's what's happening for you. It may not have been what you
expected.
Did you carry on? Yeah, take it from here. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Tony.
No, that was me.
I
felt like it's me, the caller, Miranda.
I'm so sorry, Miranda.
That's okay. I also felt like, okay, it's happening for a reason, but it's nonetheless, I feel like, okay, I'm here for a reason and I have to accept it and embrace it. And for a few months now, I've tried to make the best of it and nothing seems to change. It's still status quo. And it's the idea of me staying here with the same circumstances for a certain period of time is not exciting. And, you know, one should live with a certain amount of, I have a lot to be grateful for, but I don't know how to explain it. That sense of joy seems to be missing. I feel like our home should be our haven, our refuge, and it should light you up, and it's not doing it, and I feel guilty for feeling this way, but I don't know. Anyway, that's my story.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Sounds like you're sorry, Tony, I'm just gonna pop this in. You're standing, a little bit standing in your own light, because guilt's useless. All those sort of fear-based energy, emotions and stuff like that. Yeah, let them go. Because you know what? Like, I just get this strong feeling that it's going to get better. So surrender to the improvement that's down the road for you and embrace it as what you need. Okay? Tony, take it away, because I'm feeling that you've got a lot to add to this. That's good.
Yeah, I think I might. Miranda, hi.
Yes.
How are you?
Hi.
I feel that pain of yours. I'm feeling that. So did you move from the water to the mountains, or from the mountains to the water? I'm getting mountains, water, or have you not lived in either one of those?
Actually, it sort of makes sense. I didn't live in the mountains, but, you know, close enough where I could take a drive and I could see mountains.
Right.
And I am closer to the water now. Yeah.
Water. Yeah, so I see the sun coming up out of the water now. And I think it's just the adjustment from, it's two different kinds of lives, like that you were, you know, your life before was totally different than what it is now. And I too see the same thing that Lynn is saying, and I know it's been a rough road and, you know, your heart's not in it, but so you just bought your dream house, or you're thinking about buying your dream house, to, you know, like your retirement house or home?
I actually downsized and living in a smaller space, and I miss the larger space, and
right,
it's just not what I anticipated, and other factors as well. It's just not bringing me the enthusiasm I thought I would feel living in the space.
So I got, as I give thanks for what I'm about to harvest, I know that my life is headed in the right direction. So I think you're in the right place, but you might not be in the right space. Does that make sense at all? Like, I feel that I think your move too near the water was good. I think you're supposed to be there for the rest of your life around the water, but I'm not sure if the house that or space that you're in is the right one for you. I think that change might be able to somewhere down the road in the next year or 6 months. If you might see something else that And I think you'll be able to, you know, with the market the way it is and everything right now, it's probably not a good time to sell because of the interest rates. But I feel all of that, and I don't want to get political, but I feel all of that will probably go away in the next year or so. And I think I think the move was good. I just think you're feeling like you've given up a lot at one time. And it's like, you know, and it's, and you're not getting back what you thought you were going to get back. So I don't know if you can, if that space is going to grow on you in the next year and a half, or you're going to find something closer to the water or something that makes you feel like you're supposed to feel. But I think you're right about, you know, the way you're feeling. And yeah, I think you're in the right place, but like I said, I don't know if you're in the right space.
I don't know if I'm in the right place either, to be honest. So we'll see. I can't. I'm not even thinking about selling because it's just not going to be good. I need to wait it out at least a year.
Yeah, I agree with that. 100%. And I feel that the friends, that even the people around you aren't kind of your kind of people for some reason, or you're not connected.
Not at all. That's another whole dimension which is factoring in.
It's very huge.
It's a couple of things, so maybe if you join a club or some kind of place outside of your town, maybe further away,
and then that might be the key to fixing it. Or but I, like Lynn, think, I think honestly in the next year or 2 years, it's all going to work itself out, you're going to feel happier. And I don't know if, like I said, I don't know if it's because you're going to be moving and you're going to get a different space or something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I think you're stuck for like a year.
I think your
intuition is like 100% right, like Lynn was saying. So, Marianne,
well, thank you.
You're welcome, hon. But call us on Sundays, and we can take you to miraculous places if you'd like.
No, certainly. I will join you every Sunday.
Marianne?
Okay. Yeah. So what I love that name, Miranda. One of my daughters has that same name. I just love it.
Thanks.
Very beautiful. Yeah. So what I'm getting for you is that there's a change in your direction. And so the change you've had is a change of heart, and it's also the direction of your life in a positive way. Your old ways of living basically no longer interest you. So that you're gonna find, you know, your friends and pastimes that have previously attracted you will no longer interest you or attract you. So you're desiring a different lifestyle or a career or anything, and new passions. And so your angels are trying to guide you through this time, guide you through this transition. And so it's like the birth of a new project, the birth of a new life, a new, you know, like a baby or whatever. It's something's new. It's coming for you and in your life. This uncomfortableness that you're feeling is just you getting ready to start something new. Something new is going to come into your life, a new direction, new everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're helping you through it.
Yeah, they're helping you through it. You just call on them. They're there for you.
Beautiful. Yes, I do. Thank you. I call upon them. I appreciate the messages. It's just tough.
The name Miranda means wonder, by the way.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
So maybe, Miranda, rev up your sense of wonder. And also, you know what? One thing I was going to remind you of is staying in the moment, right? If you're depressed, you're living in the past. If you're anxious, you're living in the future. And if you're at peace, you're in the present moment, which is really, truly the only reality any of us has, right? And just before we let you go, I did write something down, and I don't know what it means, but I wrote down farmer's market. And I think you're in New York or the region of New York.
Yeah.
So that I don't know if you're in the city, but it might not hurt to get out to a farmer's market, because I also wrote down vitamins. So I don't know, as weird as it sounds, it feels like you need to go out, get some fresh produce and do some really nice cooking for yourself. Get your vitamin levels up, increase your sense of wonder, and keep the gratitude flowing, because gratitude will take you to the next frequency where you need to, frequency you need to be at, you know? So,
Okay. I know where a great farmer's market is around Union Square. I don't know if you're close to that, but it's an amazing farmer's market over there. I think it's like 10th. Right.
Yeah.
By Union Square. Oh, and then Elizabeth in the chat wanted us to tell you that she sees a bright red aura surrounding a tree, but she has no idea what it means. So maybe it might mean something to you. I'm not sure. A bright red aura surrounding a tree.
So, sounds like a double whammy of the life force. Get your life force back.
Yeah.
You know, going at full speed, like, get it firing again, that, because I feel like there's a lot of life force in what Elizabeth's picking up. So do things that enhance the prana, the chi, whatever you want to call it, that thing that makes you alive, you know, pump that up a few notches. Yeah. And remember, you have a choice, right? You have a choice. Yeah. So, whatever happened in the past, let that go, move forward and embrace, you know, because joy is there. It's just, you know, it's like they say, you know, the sculpture's in the marble, but you have to get rid of everything that isn't. And the joy is in there, but get rid of all the icky stuff that isn't joy. And sounds all like I'm going all Marie Kondo on the metaphysical stuff, but you know what I mean? If it doesn't spark joy, dump it, right? She's going to sue me now. Okay. Lovely, Miranda. Listen, call us back.
Thank you.
Let us know how it goes. And we're on Facebook if you just want to, like, post a, you know, I feel horrible today. Send me some love. We'll send you some love, okay? So find us on Facebook. Enter the light.
Sounds good. Thank you all. Have a wonderful afternoon. Thank you.
You too, love.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Okay, I think this is an old friend that we're talking to next.
Okay.
256, is that Georgia?
Of course it is. This is Kimberly. How are y'all doing?
Hi, Kimberly. Lovely to hear from you. How you doing?
Well, how are y'all?
Good.
We're good.
Can't wait.
We're good. We're seeing UFOs, but other than that,
yeah.
Okay.
So, what's up? What's on your mind, Kimberly? Like, how can we help you?
Well, I particularly didn't have any questions this time. Just whatever messages from spirit. So.
Sure.
Okay, if anyone wants to jump in, I'm trying to figure out what it is that I'm seeing. It's an animal of some sort. I can't think of the name of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You want me to go first then?
Yeah, okay. Jump right in.
Hi,
there.
Kimberly. Yep. Tony. So I got the Three of Swords for you. And it said some kind of a painful separation, loss, heartache, an opportunity to heal, though, shadows coming to light, finding inspiration again. Heartbroken, she falls to her knees and screams to the universe for a second chance. Separation can come in many forms, from the loss of a relationship or identity or belief or purpose or goals. Separation from what we thought we had, but we didn't. And if you find yourself amidst wavering realities and being something that feels near and dear to your heart, find something that feels near and dear to your heart. Know that this too shall pass. So whatever mood you've been feeling in the last week, I don't know if you finally cut it off with that person you said you were going to cut it off with, or something new happened and you don't think it's the right thing, and you're going to have to cut that off. But whatever your intuition is, it's right, and you're just going to have to call in your healing angels to be with you for the next week or so to help you change your attitude, you know, to change, to get through it. Does that make any
Absolutely.
Sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good.
You're right on point. You're right on point. I did that this morning.
Okay. I felt it very strong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You did the right thing. So now you just have to grab what's in and grab all your, I think, is it your mom and your grandma or your mom that's passed?
My grandmother now. My grandmother passed on July 6th.
Yeah. Yeah. So your grandmother is here to help you with this for the next week, for sure.
Okay.
She'll give you hugs all day long if you need them.
Yes,
yeah.
She will.
Yeah. So I think it's a good thing. I see nothing but positive after this week. So
thank you.
You're welcome. Marianne or Lynn?
Yeah. Do you want to go ahead, Marianne?
Okay. So Kimberly, what I have here is that your clairsentience is starting to really develop and form. So it looks like you've got Archangel Raguel helping you, and so what Archangel Raguel is saying is that you need to honor your feelings because you're feeling deep emotions and intense feelings, and so what they're saying is that they can help you distinguish between your own feelings and those of others because you're not quite sure if you thinking that or if you're picking up on something else. And so they're saying that they'll guide you toward the people and situations and places with clear and loving energy. And so just be open to that. And any type of information that you're receiving, there's answers to your prayers. So it looks like you've been trying to get some help, and you're not quite sure if the confusing messages are making sense or whatever, but they want you to know that they're there helping to help you. Sorry, I can't talk. They're to try to help you distinguish the difference between what you're receiving and what you're not sure.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good job. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Hi, Kimberly. It's Lynn again. I had to look up the animal because I could see it, but I couldn't remember what it was called. And it was a capybara that came through for you. They're the largest rodent on Earth, I think, that has been found anyway. And they are water animals. And they symbolize having the wisdom of water. And to me, the wisdom of water is that it flows with the situation. It doesn't oppose. It flows with it. So the wisdom of how to survive in a dangerous terrain, hiding effectively despite the dangers of being seen, that one applies to you a lot because I think as you go along, you get a little bit more well-known and you don't. The problem with attracting an audience is that there's always going to be some wankers in that audience. And you know what I mean? Trolls, I guess we should call them more politely. But, you know, you attract the not-so-great stuff as well. And we almost have to start filtering people as they come into your circle. But anyway, and hiding effectively, despite the dangers of being seen, being gentle and social and making every situation work in your favor instead of complaining about it. So I would actually, Kimberly, go online and look up all the capybara symbolism because I could see it in my mind's eye. And it's like they're cool animals and just look up the spiritual meaning of them for you. But I think it does really apply to the fact that you've got a lot of irons in a lot of different pots. So you've always had a variety of interests that are going to sort of come to fruition for you down the road as you add them. But as you attract more people into your energy space, you know, your frame of reference or whatever you want to call it, that's where you're going to be more effective at sort of being invisible even while visible. So it's a superpower, and you have a lot of superpowers. So whatever gets thrown at you, you're going to be able to handle it.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Just keep on growing. That's the thing. Your exponential growth, you know, for you, the more you discover. And don't be afraid of having multiple interests going on at the same time. It's not OCD or ADHD mm-hmm. or whatever they label it now. There's nothing wrong
yeah.
with that. You're a renaissance soul. You have a ton of interests. And that's the cool thing about Kimberly on Earth. Like, you're never bored. Everything is interesting and learning is ongoing. So, yep, superstar. Keep going.
Absolutely. Awesome. And how do you spell the name of that, the animal?
Oh, CAPYBARA, uh-huh. Capybara.
Got it.
They're friendly and gentle creatures, and they love the water. And I know water is really important for you, too, in your energy. So seek the water, too, when you need to.
Okay.
Yeah. Be water,
definitely.
Bruce Lee. Yeah, very cool.
Thank you all very much.
You're very, very welcome. It's always lovely to hear from you, Kimberly. Have a beautiful Sunday.
Yes. Thank you. You all have a beautiful Sunday as well, and God bless everyone.
Thank you. Love and light, hon. Okay, here we go. So we're moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my computer's a bit slow, sorry. 850, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yes, it's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How can we help you today? Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you. I got a lot going on. My husband's mother's in the hospital, and then I get a call from my brother. He's starting on dialysis next week. I'm kind of worried about him because he never ever asks. I mean, he never calls me, you know. And then I went to the dentist and a year ago, and I had searched. This is my third dentist since then. They took too much bone, so I found a new dentist, and they're in Georgia. And so I just hope and pray, because I've already given them $2,000 so they can fix my dentures because they took too much bone. So I'm afraid nobody can really understand when your smile has been taken away and you look 20 years older and your lips have sagged, and it's just depressing, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, am I going to get my smile back?
Overwhelmed by everything, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. This is sort of weird, but I'm seeing the scene with you, Michelle, and seeing the scene from Star Wars where they're in the garbage disposal and the walls are closing in and it feels like everybody's going to get crushed. I feel like you're just being crushed by circumstance, right? And it's time to... Oh, boy. I mean, there's so many things that you need to do, but one of them is putting your own needs first a little bit here. Yes, people are all over the place living their lives and dying and living and dying and all like that, but I feel very strongly, hon, that you carry a lot of stuff that isn't yours to carry. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, carrying other people's stuff energetically. So start there. We were talking about, Tony was talking about the mirror technique, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to get back to your own sacred self, right? And I feel like you're almost being pulled by other people. And it's not like they're bad people. They're just making demands on you in ways that just drain your energy. It's almost like a short circuit that happens with every single thing that happens. Number one, I really would work on just centering yourself with breath work, because I'm feeling like the stress is running you a little bit. Make sure that you cry as needed, because the hormones of cortisol and adrenaline. They're building up in you, and they need to release, and they do release through natural tears. So if you can find a nice quiet place to have a good cry, that's going to help you. But the thing is self-care, self-care, self-care. I feel like you're just letting the world pull you apart. And I feel like, yes, on the smile, I'm getting like a yes.
Mm-hmm.
You will get your smile back. The thing is, you're kind of running on a current of anxiety all the time. So get yourself calm and balanced before you tackle the world again. Tony, what are you picking up on?
Yeah. Hi, Michelle.
Hey.
So about the dentist that you went to with the lost bone, right? They notified you or you... Or they took too much bone. Did they call you?
No. I mean, yeah, he called me. This
yeah.
was over a year ago. Said that they were going to have to cut more bone. And there was no reason. So they shortened my teeth so much that my face looks 20 years older. And my cheek had fallen and my lips have fallen. And so I don't know how they're going to fix it, to be honest. So I went and seen a new dentist. You're right. I have been. Everyone's been pulling me to the side, and I have not gotten my teeth taken care of. And so I finally decided I'm going to get my teeth taken care of. So I went to a dentist last week, and he did impressions for a new denture. So I'm really worried because I've already went to 200 dentists. They didn't want to touch me. So I'm curious: is this dentist, you know, just taking my money, or is he really going to try to help me get my smile back?
No, he's like Lynn said. He's going to help you get your smile back. But you also have to help him to help you get his smile back. This dentist isn't going to rip you off, I feel. I feel nothing but tensions with him. As far as your mother-in-law, and it was your mother-in-law that's in the hospital?
Yes, and the family kind of put me on the spot and asked me to stay with her. And, you know, and I normally just stay with my husband's side, you know, and so I felt really uncomfortable doing that while they went and had a meeting because I'm like, some of them don't like me because they like the ex-wife better. And that's kind of a long story, but anyways.
But she likes you. So she has a connection with you, though, right? The mother-in-law? The one you
I think so. Yeah, I think she doesn't want to like me, but I think she does like me. Does that make any sense?
No, it makes a lot of sense. It's exactly what I'm saying, that I wouldn't worry, like Lynn said, about the other people because I feel exactly like she said, you need to get your mirrors out and reflect all of their bad stuff that's making you feel that way, because there, I think that has a lot to do with why you look in the mirror and you think you look 40 years older or whatever, 20 years older. I don't think it's you, and I don't think you look like that. I think people are making you feel that way. But she's actually a little bright light right now in your... Even though she's not feeling well or not doing very well, she is giving you some positive energy. So I would focus on her and your husband because he seems like a really, I don't know him, but I think he's a nice guy in the card that I got. He will also help you. It says, I'm devoted to my connections and I celebrate the wonder of loving bliss with my community. So your community right now, I feel, is the mother-in-law and your husband. So listen to them. Don't listen to anything else that's going on. I feel the other part of your community is the dentist that you found. Good work. You went through a lot to get to him, but you found the right person. So I feel you're on the right track. Like Lynn said, do some breathing exercises. You need to clear everything around you and get rid of all the bad and maybe do some kind of go through the house with some kind of spray and spray them all out of there. And,
now, I have this awful feeling. I feel like my brother's going to die, and I've been feeling it for quite some time. They are starting him on dialysis next week, and he never calls me. He just called me out of the blue and is like, how are you doing? And then he's like, I'm having dialysis next week. So that kind of signaled me he's scared.
Yeah, he's scared. He might have – I feel that you were probably right in a sense, but now that he's getting help, he finally went to go get help, I think he's going to be okay. He's getting the help that he needs. So that's a good thing.
Oh, I hope you're right, yeah, because he's got other – he's like 600 pounds, and the weight is like crushing his lungs, you know, and
yeah,
then the diabetes, he lost part of his foot, and now the dialysis, you know, it's just like, oh my gosh, he's in you for me.
Yeah, he's got, well, that's another thing that's on you. I mean, you know, it's sad, but he hasn't wanted to help himself, and you've been wanting him and telling him to help himself for years and years and years, and now
yep.
it's all coming to fruition, you know, so all you can do now is just be positive like you always have been, and I think he finally realized that he needs help and he can't do it on his own, and something positive could come out of it, you know. That's what I feel anyway. So I think you're on the right track with everything, but like Lynn said, you in order to help the people around you, you have to help yourself first. So you're in a, you know, so that you're in a good place so you can help your brother be more positive, and the little light that's going to help you is, you know, even though she might not talk a lot right now, your mother-in-law, I'm not sure if she's, you know, that ill that she can't talk, but maybe just hold her hand and you'll feel it. You'll feel some loving energy there, I think. Okay.
It's funny you said held her hand in the hospital, and she's like, you're so
yeah.
sweet.
No, she really means it. She's not, yeah. She, like you said, I think they all are trying to convince that you're some kind of a gold digging something, but you're not. She knows that. So the rest of them are just jealous. So you're fine. You're going to be good. You're going to
feel
good about yourself. Yeah. So.
You're lifting up my spirits, and I appreciate it.
Good. Well, you're amazing. So you got to think about that every day. And your brother thinks that too. So.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guys, so much.
Marianne, did you have something for Michelle?
Yeah. So, Michelle, what I got is that you need to do some energy work. There's in your surroundings, in your home, in your environment, you're so sensitive to energy, and so there's people around you that are trying to project their negative energy onto you, and you've been absorbing it. And so I'm the same. I have to try and protect myself too. And like Tony was talking about, those mirrors and how important that is. And so if you try and shield yourself by visualizing, surrounding yourself by white light, or there's like the purple flame of transmutation that you can ask to have surround you, that you need to do some kind of energy and healing work to try and help yourself get to where you need to be, because gosh, you know, the like Lynn said, you know, those buzzers will get you down if they can, and we can't let them do that. So,
right.
Yeah. So that's what I'm getting for you, hun, is that they're affecting your energy quite a bit.
Yeah.
No.
Not involved.
Yeah.
I try to help everybody. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. I
yeah.
absorb energy.
Yeah. Well, you're an empath, Michelle. You're also, I think you
yeah.
have a tendency
yeah.
towards being a healer. And
yeah.
healers
yeah.
tend to want to fix the world and make everybody okay, right?
Yep.
Just remember, you can't save every starfish on the beach, but the ones you do help, you help it. You know, do your thing and keep helping, but make sure you help yourself and include yourself in the giving. Make sure you receive as well as give. It's not just a concept. It's like actually you have to balance like that, or you'll be, you know, off kilter, like a washing machine that's not, you know, balanced properly. It's like kongacha, kongacha. Your energy will continue to be unbalanced, right? So receiving is actually a spiritual act, and it's very important for you, hon. And a good cry. And if you have to help yourself, go on YouTube and look at, like, videos about people saving puppies and whatever makes your tear
yeah.
ducts go. But that dumps those hormones, and they are called death hormones for a reason if they get too much in your system. So let it out. Let it rip, you know.
Okay.
And get yourself back into balance, because you're a beautiful soul. Like, you know, the givers are always such gorgeous souls, and they destroy themselves by over-functioning all the time. And you don't have to. You know, you're allowed to take and receive and with joy, too.
It's like today I didn't even want to go with them because there was just so much drama. And it's like, you know, I just want to sit back and relax, let them take care of it, you know?
Yeah. So do
let them go.
Yeah, but don't attach guilt to it, right? Because that spoils it.
Right. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty about not going is what, you know, Lynn was saying, if you don't want to go.
Oh, Lynn, we keep forgetting. Do you want to read it, Tony? You can see Scott in the...
Elizabeth said, well, I don't think she heard that you said that you did talk to your brother. So she said, yeah, you just need to talk to your brother and let him know how you feel about him, which I'm sure you already do. And then she said, listen to music, meditate. Sometimes it's hard for people to meditate, so maybe listening to music might help you. And then she wrote the word frequency down. I don't know why, but maybe practicing, you know, with music or meditation, you know, every day so you could clean your, you know, get rid of the bad things that Marianne were talking about. You know what I do, which is really mindless, but I'm telling you, it can change my mood in a minute. I go on TikTok and just watch those stupid videos for about 30 minutes. I'm going to tell you, I'm cracking up like no tomorrow after about 10 minutes. You know, it's mindless stuff, but I think it helps you meditate and get in the right place. You know, that people actually do this stuff on TikTok. It's pretty funny. So maybe try that or Instagram, something like that. Something mindless.
That's so funny you say that. I love to listen to, Giddy Up and Go.
Yeah.
Everyone
doing
that. What I'm talking about, it's so funny. It's like you get in the groove.
It's hilarious. I know. That's how I clear my mind and feel better and get rid of all the people that bug me all day. I just go on TikTok for 10 minutes. So it's pretty funny, I think. So maybe that'll help, Michelle. But you are, like Lynn said, you're a beautiful soul. And take care of yourself. And you're doing, you know, you've got a good community around you. The ones that really do love you. So.
Well, I sure do appreciate it. I needed that because I don't feel very pretty right now.
Okay.
Oh,
thank you guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're beautiful, thanks. Michelle. Don't lose sight of that. You are absolutely beautiful. So, I just want to really make sure you understand that you deserve, you know, you deserve as well. Okay.
Thank you.
You have a beautiful Sunday, okay? And keep looking after Michelle. Okay. All right. Let's move on to 386. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How's it going for you? What can we do for you today?
I'm open to whatever you pick up for me, messages from loved ones or spirit. See what's most important that I need to hear today.
Okay. Getting a feeling like somebody who passed, but it was when you were a younger person and they were of your peer group. I don't know. I want to see if Tony and Elizabeth and Marianne can feel this too. It feels like a younger person that passed and it was an accident and it would have been like a high school, one of those horrible high school tragedies that happen. Somebody shouldn't have been driving and was, and it just feels like there's a younger female energy coming through to you. And it would have maybe wasn't the, do you know who, can you, I don't get a name.
Yeah.
I wish. Okay.
Well, got chills from head to toe. My hair standing up on my arms. I just got chills when you said that, and I thought of a name. And she has never come in any readings. And her name was Lisa.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She's got long curly hair, right? Does she have long curly hair?
Well, no, it was pretty. It was more straight, but it was long.
Right.
Yeah. Dark brown hair. And she was driving one night. We lived in a rural area, a remote area, and coming off of a side road onto the main highway, and a semi came through and hit her. But they had been trying to get a stoplight put there for years, and after that, they finally did. But yeah, the paramedics got there and she was still alive, and they were just like, she's too far gone. We've got to go try and save the next person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, yeah, that was, yeah, that's the only one I know of when I was in high school, and I have chills from head to toe. And it's amazing. I think of her periodically, but she has never come in a reading.
Wow. Well, I'm sitting here getting the chills too, Cindy, but the big suggestion I'm going to make to you is that develop your connective abilities as a medium. I know that you've had a lifelong interest in metaphysical work, so do the work to connect with her. I think you've got, like, it feels like, you know, a friend on the other side, a guide, a loved one on the other side. And I just feel like, don't be shy, just call her up and have a talk, you know? And again, they are just a thought away, right? So I think you've got the ability to hone that. And I keep giving this out, but it really is a cool meditation series. So if you go onto the Facebook page, if you have Facebook, I hope, go to the Center for Spiritual Understanding through Afterlife Connections. And they've, at the top of the page is pinned the self-guided meditations to connect with spirit. It also helps you to connect with those who can't communicate in the physical. So people with dementia, that's really helpful for, you know, people that, you know, can't verbalize, people in comas, people who are, you know, unable to verbalize. So these are amazing meditations, and the chap who created them is Craig Hogan, and he's really, really a sweetheart. If you have a question during the meditations, he always got back to me, so I won't suggest he always gets back to people. So just have a look at that and follow that
All right.
meditation.
Are you picking up any messages today from Lisa?
I'm getting, like, the loveliest of light. Like, it feels very, I feel like she just wants to shed a light into your world and help you, right? As a guide, an angel, a friend on the other side, whatever you want to call her. Because as far as I understand, we do grow in spirit. It's not like we just sort of remain, you know, where we were. No, we grow and develop, and so she has grown in the spirit world. What do you want to call it? The metaphysical realm. She's grown within that place, but she's still connected with you. And I would just call on her, give her permission to help, give her permission to connect, and see what goes from there. But I think, Cindy, it's a call for you to develop your own abilities, you know. Tony, I'm so sorry. I'm taking up all the time, but you go right ahead.
No, you're good. No, I feel the same. I mean, I got the same chills. And what I did was I drew a frame with the picture of a little girl in there. But it was long, curly hair, but it was brown. So it's, you know, maybe she curled her hair at one point. I don't know. But, yeah, so I get the same thing that Lynn is getting, except I get, so was she attached, or she could be up there now with them, to a grandmother, your grandmother, or is your grandmother passed?
Yes, both of my grandmothers are passed, but to my knowledge, she never knew either of them.
She knows them now. I feel that she knows them now. So I think your grandmother is also there. And so this girl, Lisa, wants you to, she said that she wants you to use her, like Lynn was saying, that you do have abilities, and she's there. She's bored, and she needs to do something, basically, in a way that I'm getting. And she and she said that you're taking on too much. This could be an opportunity for you to free yourself up for some fun, or just free up your time, or I don't know, that you're taking on too many heavy burdens. Could that be something that you're doing right now?
Oh, probably. Yeah, I started a business and trying to build that, but I didn't really have the finances to do it and build the inventory and do the marketing I needed. So then I took a full-time job and work it out in the heat. And then I'm too tired to do anything on the business when I come in at night. I'm out in the 110-degree heat every day. So,
yeah. Well, her message to you is to keep going with your business. and she can help you in some way. So it says release your burdens into either knowing the universe will help me to tend to the essentials. So even though, you know, because it's so hot and you're tired and you don't have that much time to do it right now, you're going to be able to get this off the ground. And so maybe she can be a part in helping you to clear your mind, to give you energy to do that. So she's definitely a friend. She knows who you are, and she's been there. And, like, I also looked at Craig Hogan's Facebook page and did his meditation and talked to some people because I had a question about my aunt's passing and if she really passed. And he helped me to get to the answer that I needed. So he does, if you do message him, he does answer you back. But his videos are really easy to practice, to use, to get in touch with Lisa. So you'll love it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What is the name of the page?
It's the Center. Yeah. The Center for Spiritual Understanding.
Okay.
Through Afterlife Connections.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the meditation's pinned to the top of the page.
Yeah.
So, okay. Elizabeth. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, he's a psychiatrist, right? He has a PhD. So, I mean, he dabbles in the other side. Yeah, he's really good and easy to understand. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a very cool guy. I just wanted to read before, sorry, Marianne, we're going to just read Elizabeth's thing here. It says, head hurts and stomach aches like heartache. Like heartache. So, the business might be causing you heartache too, because you're working and working and working and it doesn't feel like you're getting anywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know. Go ahead, Marianne. Are you picking up anything for Cindy?
So what I've got the most beautiful card here from James M. Prague. I just love it. It's so wonderful. And so what I have is that your friend wants you to know that it's very beautiful where she is and that everything is connected. She wants you to know that she's connected to everything is one. There's no separateness. That everything is connected. And so she's trying to connect with you and wants to let you know that where she's at, there's no anger and hardness or, you know, anything like that in the world. And so she is in her world, and it's been replaced with overwhelming peace and love. And so she just wants to, so what she's trying to let you know is that she just, like they said, she's trying to connect with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so
I kind of love that.
Yeah.
Cindy, I love that, Marianne. That's really cool. I just have to ask you, do you work with animals or are you an animal communicator?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I do rescue work, and actually the business I started is products for animals that are actually selling as much to people as I am for the animals, but I've got it in one store so far. I had two stores, but one of the stores closed down because their businesses had been slow and they just weren't. Prices were going up, and they weren't making a big enough profit for the expense overhead. So, but
stay with it. Yeah,
so it's gradually picking up and building. I just, you know, I need a chunk of startup money to take the inventory and just have the money to go and put it in all the different stores. And I just don't, you know, I'm a little at a time. I'm creeping up.
Yeah, I know, but don't give up. Because it feels like it's where you're meant to be. Like you got a little St. Francis of Assisi thing going on with you, like with the animals and stuff. So keep doing it. And you're good with people too. Keep developing your metaphysical abilities in every way you can. And mediumship, there's nothing spooky or weird about it. You're just connecting. It's really about attaining the frequency that they're at, so you can, and if you can get close, they'll meet you partway, right? So keep working at that, because you're good at it, right? And and it helps your clientele the better you get at it. So
someone's going to help you. Someone's going to help you, definitely, whether it's with money or someone's going to help you with your business. I really feel that because it's really good. So I don't even know what it is, but I'm just getting really good vibes about it in that I keep getting Shark Tank in my mind. So, you know, although that's a drop, you know, 1,000 people, the one that you would get on, but something like Shark Tank is somebody's going to see that and see the value in it. And it's going to help you grow. So remember us when you that happens to you. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Will do.
Well. Okay. Right. Have a lovely,
thank you, lady.
Lovely Sunday. You're very welcome, lovely.
You're welcome. I enjoyed
okay.
it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's move on to 267. Hi, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hey, it's Blair.
Blair,
oh,
hi.
Oh, I'm sorry. A motorcycle just passed.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
I think we're getting a little wind going on.
Yeah, I'll care. I'm going to cover it like this with the blanket.
Yeah, that's okay. It's outdoors. It's fine. So yeah, go ahead, Blair. What can we? How can we help you today?
I just would love to hear what you're picking up on two things. First off, with the housing, I am still living in a motel, and it's dawned on me like the last week or so that I'm not even looking for a full time, like a permanent place right now. Like I really just want a place that I can be situated in for like maybe 2 or 3 months without like, cause right now, like every week, it's always a thought of like, okay, well, how am I going to pay for this next week at the motel? And so been thinking the last week like, oh, you know, it'd be nice to do some house sitting or something for like a month or two or three. And so I'm wondering what you're picking up with that. And it's also related to like work, because now like a lot of things are shifting in my workspace and my career. And I really don't know like where I'm going to be. Or I'm just, I guess, seeking more stability with like the finances before I commit to a place. And with that, I'm just kind of wondering what you're picking up as far as like this full-time job I accepted working in a supermarket. And I just realized like the last couple, I've only been there for like a week or a week and a half or what. And I'm like, I just realized that the place is like kind of toxic, like the general manager there. Cause he called me in for a meeting, which I thought was very unnecessary since I just started. And I'm just wondering if you see me being able to, like, keep that job until I find a new one rather than, like, randomly getting fired.
Wow. That's a lot of questions. I don't know. I'm going to have to pass on to Tony. Are you able to take it from here? I'm getting kind of the import equivalent of static right now. So I'm going to pull back and see what I can pull in here.
Yeah. I feel, it's a lot. So, do you want to quit the job? I don't think you should. I mean,
I don't want to. I actually was liking it until he like called me in for a meeting with like four of the other managers about like absolute nonsense that could have been taken care of in private with one person for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm completely baffled. Marianne, do you have anything for Blair?
No one has anything.
I don't right now. I'm still looking. I drew a picture, I drew a picture of a flower, and then I drew the flower kind of losing its petals. So I probably don't think you're in the right place. So that job's probably not going to be the right place. But I don't like to give negative readings. So, you're probably right about not getting a permanent place until you find something that's going to mesh with you, so you're not stuck.
This place was like, this job was never a permanent thing. It was just for the money and just temporary because I needed money for the motel. and just to live. But it's actually giving me like information because I'm going to be starting up like this idea that I had like years ago about doing like corporate consulting for like retail and companies to like help them heal toxic environments, which is actually like kind of what I'm in. So it's like it's like a learning for me to put together some material.
Yeah. So I think you should move ahead with that for sure.
Yeah, I am. I'm just kind of taking it step by step as far as like how I'm being guided because I'm doing this business with spirit every step of the way. And sometimes like the businesses take a little bit of time to develop. I just want to know if I kind of just wanted to stay here until the business started booming. But after I had the meeting the other day, it made me feel very uneasy. And it was like, okay, maybe we're not going to stay here for as long as I thought. And I just want to be the one who's in charge of it rather than, you know, it the other way of them saying, like, this is not going to work out. Like, I want to just be like, I found another job and I'm leaving, you know, that's higher paying.
Yeah. I don't think any, and this is just what I'm getting, and I don't know if you agree with it or not, Blair, but until you find a permanent residence, everything is going to be up in the air. Like, I feel that living, you know, in the hotel or whatever, it's just going to be tough. So you're going to have to find a place to live. And then once you find a place to live, to, like, lay your hat, then everything is going to come together for you.
But, well, what do you see about that? Because I mean, I know I'm having a big transformation. Like, I understand that better now and I'm okay with it. I haven't been able to find a place that has like that my body has given me the okay of like, yeah, this is a place you could sign a lease for a year or for whatever. That hasn't presented itself yet.
I think you need to open it yourself up more to the idea. And you'll find it.
Yeah.
I see the place. I see a place out there for you, but I always have. And I think you need to open up a little more. I feel like there's blinders on the side, like a horse blinders is what I'm seeing. And I feel if you open up all the way, things are going to happen. Like you're going to find that place and then the job's going to come and then the consulting's going to come. But right now, skipping and living from hotel to hotel or wondering about how you're going to pay your rent isn't like working for you, you know, for your insight. And I feel your guides are trying to tell you that. That's what I thought.
The thing that you see, because I see this house, like I see a certain type of, what are you seeing? Are you still seeing a house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Right. I'm open. I found a house. I'll tell you something. I did find a house, it was like this cottage. It was great. And it wasn't perfect, but I was like already, it was in the town I wanted to be in. I was all ready for it. But the woman did not accept me for the place. She didn't think I made enough money for it, that I was going to be struggling in there. And it wasn't the right energy. So I wanted to say yes to that. I mean, I'm kind of the thought process that when it's meant to happen, like it'll just happen. Because I've gone through a lot of cycles of like, struggle and doing and looking for it, and I'm back at the place where I started originally of just like I know it's there and I'm just going to chill out and like I'm climbing up the ladder with like money and whatever with work. I mean I'm someone that's been doing my own business for years, so to be able to finally get to a place to say okay, I'm going to just take any sort of retail job because it's money faster money or more certain money, I guess. Like that was a big step for me. So I did that, Yeah, I mean, are you picking up anything about the job I'm currently at? I mean, I just want to be able to have it for, again, I want to be the one who's like in charge of this saying, okay, I found another job and I'm leaving. It just made me like feel anxious when he had a meeting with me about like nonsense stuff.
So the meeting's over, right?
Yeah, I'm still dealing
and he
with
gave you clear direction. I think he was just telling you how it works there and that if you want to stay there, which I think you should because it'll help you, you know, pay for your rent at the hotel and then get the place, you just have to conform to the rules that they want you to follow.
Yeah, which I'm going to do. They had, I didn't know this was part of the job, and it's only like part of the job. But they have you basically wearing a cell phone for the whole day while you're doing some tasks, like shopping. And I don't wear a cell phone anyway. It's always off because I'm sensitive to the frequencies. So I had shared that, I could have it on if it's like some distance from me. So they were going to present that to HR, like he wasn't aware of that. He kind of was understanding about that, of like, okay, so it's a health issue. What do you pick up anything as far as what HR is going to say coming back about that? Like, are they going to move me to a different department, or are they just going to say, hey, she doesn't need to do it or something?
They're going to tell you just need to do it, or they're going to move you to another department. So
okay.
Because that's what the job is. Because the job, you have to have that cell phone too. Are you a personal shopper?
Yeah,
you have to have, that's what they're going to say. But, I mean, they are going to give you the choice to move to a different department. So if that is hurting, you know, not coinciding with what you want, then I would just move. But they're going to give you that space, that choice. So now it's up to you.
Do you think that I'll like the other department and or will it be more pay?
I don't know any of that. I don't know. Yeah, I can't. I don't have a crystal ball for that. But I do feel that, yeah, they're either going to, you either have to basically do what they say or go to the other department. So,
okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. Marianne, hey. Anything coming in?
So what I got is that there's an imbalance in energy for you. So it's like the giving and receiving is off. So if you're giving too much and they're receiving much more, then you're gonna feel taken advantage of. You're gonna feel like they're taking advantage of your kindness. But if there's an imbalance and receiving, then, you know, you're going to feel uneasy and depressed or guilty. And so what your angels are wanting you to know is that there just needs to be a balance because right now there's an imbalance.
Yeah.
And so, So like, for example, even just an imbalance in energy can be something like where you give a compliment even, or you share something, anything that gives energy to another person. If I'm making any sense, because there's some kind of imbalance that's going on.
Receiving more, like keeping my mouth shut more and just sort of being. So I've been paying attention to that as just in general of like not giving my energy out into the world so much and like sort of feeding myself more.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good start. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be
absolutely
good.
Are you picking up anything about the housing situation like another place for me to live that's like a little bit more permanent?
Oh, I'm not. I don't know if Tony is.
Okay. No, mm-hmm. I still picked up a little house. I still see it there, so maybe it wasn't that one, but I feel there is one that's coming. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and from Elizabeth in the chat room.
Yeah.
So she's getting a feeling of like needing action. Action is needed now. And she built a fence around herself and is waiting. Oh, okay. It's like you're waiting for something or someone to get you out, get you over this fence, but right now you're unable to climb it yourself. But the thing is, I think also, Blair, like try not to overthink what's going on. I'm getting this very stressed energy that this is living rent-free in your head all the time right now. And I'm getting the feeling of you don't need to push the river. I want to just read what I got for you. A firefly came in for you. And, okay, so the firefly speaks to us of the rhythm of life and nature. So pay attention to cycles. And this is a nudge and a wake-up call to pay attention to the cycle of what's going on. So honor the seasons in nature and the figurative ones in your own life. So by doing so, you'll begin to recognize the patterns that provide a roadmap as you move forward. Instead of wanting to know what the future holds, because again, Tony's right, we don't have crystal balls in front of us. That'd be so cool, but we'd be so rich, eh? But the thing is, I think, pull your energy back from this. And the other message that came in, Blair, is to find all kinds of different ways of communicating. Expand your communication tools. And I would take my cue from the people you're working with, like the bosses or whoever's, holding meetings, whatever. Figure out who they are and respond accordingly. It's like the advice to be better, but to adjust your responses to the situation. You might be working with a real wingding, right? But you've got to work with that wingding, right? So mm-hmm. Get rid of expectations of who they should be. Work with them as they are and see if that doesn't make a difference. And I agree with Tony, that house is out there and it feels like Elizabeth is saying, like, get on it. And it's you make the decision because you are able, as Elizabeth is saying, you're able to climb this fence, but right now you won't. So I would figure out what's stopping you and just work on those things because you know you have what it takes to move forward. So just, don't be so hard on yourself and try not to overthink this because I think that's fuzzing up your brain. It's making a tangle of thoughts and the monkey mind is winning. So I hope that helps, love. We've got to move on, Blair. We've got a bunch of callers waiting, but thank you so much. And don't worry, as I'm hearing, relax, doll. Don't be so hard on yourself. Carry on, right? Just give yourself a little break and don't overthink.
That's actually like what, so that, those sound like two conflicting messages because that's what I've been doing is just like sort of working to just let it go. Like, because I've been noticing I do see the cycles and
don't know.
So that's why it's not of the action anymore. It's just like, okay, let me flow through this because this is what's being presented. But then there was that sense
of it. Okay, yeah. Blair. Well, mm-hmm. Both things can be true at the same time. Okay, just hold that thought. We do have to move on, love. We've got a little bit of time left. We need to get to the rest. But thank you so much, and we send you love and positive energy for moving forward. Thank you so much. Okay. All right. So here we go. 856, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
It's Rosalia.
I'm sorry, could you say that again, love?
Sure, it's Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. Oh, hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can we help you today?
Whatever you can get, it's coming in for the next 2 weeks. that's positive, changes.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. What's going on with water, Rosemaria? I'm seeing a huge, I think we get this image a lot of just a trip over water. Are you going on a boat soon or something like that?
No, I want to go where I usually go for the beach and stuff, though, thinking about it. But I don't have enough money to go there to do that.
Well, do something for free, but it feels like water is going to help you again to just sort of get back into the frequency you want to be at, rather, you know. And I know that you've had people drag your energy down through their own choices, but I just feel that water is going to be a good thing to be around for you. So if you can even just, you know, borrow a canoe or a kayak or even just wade in the water, get near water, I feel, is going to be good for you. Tony, what are you picking up, love?
Yeah. Hi, Rosemaria. So I got the Nine of Pentacles, which is saying spiritual and material satisfaction, personal achievement, inner peace, milestone met and celebrated, the energy of a successful harvest. So something that you were working on happened, or you were able to buy something that you wanted, and so you enjoy the bliss and abundance that I have sown. So you should, or some kind of milestone you met, so you should celebrate that. I'm not sure what it was. Is it a new job or a promotion or increasing money?
Not either. I've been at a new job for the last 3 months, so they're trying to see if I can get more hours or something.
Yeah. Yeah, something's going to happen that you're going to get what you've been wanting. You're going to achieve that, some kind of success. That I drew like a wind, just wind that you've been blowing around for a little while, but it looks like it's you're now in the right place for right now. And so even if, you know, in this new job, if it's just been 3 months, but it's something that is good for you right now instead of moving on. Have you been thinking about moving on or?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think it's with the ocean that where I want to go. That's probably where I want directly to go to. So I'm not sure
but
if they're
going right to
call me for work or.
It
if that makes sense, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, it could be happening. So whatever you've been wanting, it says you're going to achieve in the next couple of months or weeks or so. So, you know, if it's the water thing that Lynn was talking about, I feel you're just in the right place right now, but something's going to happen that you're going to be able to celebrate.
Cool. Hopefully they contact me.
Yeah, I think they will. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball. Like I said, we'd be super rich if we did, but I feel something's coming for you that's positive. So that's good. Marianne? Yeah.
Okay. Well, so I got the water thing too. So that was really interesting. But so the message that your angels have for you, my friend, is that they just want you to listen. So they're saying that they want you to turn off the television or the radio or whatever, because you have been becoming more sensitive yourself, because you are tuning into your angels. So they just want you to clear your ear chakras. And the way to do that is just by visualizing light clearing the area there above your eyebrow, and that'll help clean out your ear chakras, because they're trying to talk to you, and they want you to give your worries to the angels, and they've been hearing your prayers. And so it's not going on deaf ears. There we go. And they just want you to be able to listen to their answers.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Appreciate it.
So, yeah. So they're saying, listen, they're talking to you. They're there.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I was just talking with Elizabeth here, and I was just picking up an image that came in for her for Rose Maria, and she drew a picture of a rose in shallow water, again, the water, next to a starfish. And I was just saying to Elizabeth, and I'm just writing this and talking, which I can't do apparently at the same time, but starfish brings the, as a totem animal, brings refreshed creativity. You know, so if you're at a crossroad with something, starfish is going to bring new inspiration, new creativity for you. It's just a good, I really like that. And I love the rose image. Roses that just bring so much love into you. And the water, I think you're getting water from everybody here. So I think yeah. that's a sign you need to get ET water if you can, and let it restore your soul.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
you're welcome,
Blair. Rosemary. Yeah, thanks for calling, and you have a beautiful Sunday.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks. Did we totally skip over Marianne on that one? I'm so sorry. Oh dear.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I think
good.
My brain just a little brain fell out there for a sec. Okay, so here we'll move on. 415, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Anne.
Beautiful. Hi, Anne. Welcome to the show. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I would like a general. I feel a change is coming and, you know, some.
Yeah. You okay there? We still got you, Anne.
I didn't hear her.
Hear what? Are you? Huh.
She's gone. Anne?
Oh, no. I hope she's...
Yeah, she dropped.
Yeah, she's dropped. What a shame. Oh, dear. Well, okay. Not a worry. I've got a record of her number, so we'll keep an eye out. So where are we next? I think our next caller is 203. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hello, ladies. It's Pat in Connecticut. Very grateful to be on your show. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Pat.
I'm sorry. Pat. Hi, Pat.
Yes, hi.
Okay, you get a little bit of interference on the line. That's okay. How can we help you today, Pat?
I know I shouldn't be in this spinning in my mind, but I'm unable to get out of it. So I want to ask about money, if you see things improving at all. You know, I've got major financial crises and, you know, moving on with all that, but what I've got ahead of me is more dental bills, and I'm going to take my call to what seems like a really good mechanic who's more expensive, and I think I've got worries in my head that it's going to be more than just a oil change. I'm worried that it's going to be a lot. Anyway, even with that, I'll deal with it, but I can't stop worrying. I can't mm-hmm. stop thinking of it every day just because it's been 2 years of major financial issues. And yeah. I think, you know, I'm used to being very frugal and putting money, little money aside every month for whatever comes up. And I'm not able to. I haven't been able to do that for 2 years. So that's really affected me as far as thinking, well, if I need the vet, if I need car repairs. Sorry to go on and on, but that's it.
No.
Yeah.
There were two opportunities which have not manifested. One manifested, but they got COVID. So I had one or two days with them, and that was it. Haven't heard. Another woman was thinking of getting a puppy and was interested in me dog sitting every month for about 9 days. That would be wonderful. But nothing. Mm-hmm. Do you see... You know, what do you see as far as forecasting with my finances? And thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
Lynn?
I want to collaborate with the team here a little bit, because I'm getting a very strong feeling that you're almost creating the negative situation with the worry that you're doing. I know, honey, and I don't mean to make you feel bad because we're all human. We all do it. But there mm-hmm. are ways to get around it, and it is to take control of your thoughts. I understand. I've been where you are, like, and I know what it feels like to be so tight and on mm-hmm. the edge financially and wondering where it's going to come from. And I worked very hard to drop the fear. Like, the fear is going to make you so weak, right? To be afraid of the outcome is almost to manifest it, right? Tony, I want to throw this to you, Marianne and Elizabeth, and we'll just do a little round robin thing on this because we all know the feeling, and the way to come overcome it is to manifest the outcome. I will post on our Facebook page a prosperity prayer that I used it. I don't know if that was what worked, but it worked very gradually. It didn't happen at the speed of light, but like it got constant small improvements. And after a while, I went, oh, my God, the help has arrived. And if I don't wake up and notice it, I'm a jerk. So it will help. But Tony, take it from here and pass this around the table, if you would. Yeah.
Here. Hi, Pat.
Hello. Hello, Tony.
Hi. How are you? I feel
I'm okay.
That pain of yours. Yeah, it's such a horrible feeling because I know as soon as I retired, which I haven't, I tried to retire, but nobody can live off Social Security. That's for sure. It's just not going to work. Are a lot of your bills, are those hospital bills that you're still trying to pay or doctor bills that are bringing you down?
I have about $2,500 left in the dental and the engine blown. It's going to be $3,000 more soon for more dental. So we're looking $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. And that's it other than concern about the car and, you know, wanting money for my dog. And you know what? Some good things have started to come through, and I'm grateful and I'm trying to acknowledge that. And that's true, but I can't kick this worry. And you're right, it's the thoughts, and I know that, and I can't seem to.
Yeah, thinking you might be homeless at one point, but you're not going to be. So I feel that those jobs that you were talking about are going to come to fruition. The one person had COVID, so they're still sick, and they don't want to get you sick. And, like, the other person is going to pop back up. So I think the dog sitting thing might come in, and the good thing about that kind of stuff is it's word of mouth. So once you do that one, you'll get another job. And I think, like Lynn was saying, if you, she's going to post that prayer for you. And if you can clear your mind of the negative thoughts, because it's not negative really, it's just reality thoughts, which are really scary. I know, I've been there. Then they'll start going away. Once you get that first job, it'll go away.
Oh,
but like,
of course.
I feel you're on the right track. You just have to, you know, try to sleep at night, which is hard to do. I know.
I thank you for understanding and saying you've been there. Mm-hmm. I'm alone, which makes it harder. Mm-hmm. And I am trying to live off Social Security. And made a point which I want to acknowledge. I'll get back to it. I've forgotten it right now. But, you made me realize. You know what I'm asking for is for you to tell me, like you just said, Tony, I'm not going to end up homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I'll end up homeless, but I think I'm going to be so out of control with the money that I'm not going to be able to control my life. If you can tell me that's not going to happen, I think that's what I'm looking for. That answer.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had a crystal ball to tell you that answer, but I feel that you trying to always have your feelers out there for any kind of job that you can do on the side is going to be, it's a positive thing for you. Sitting a dog for 5 days, you might be walking another one, you know, I don't know, or you might be painting a picture of a new animal, but the more of your great talents that you put out to people. And like, I feel it's going to be word of mouth for you. Once you get one job, that they're going to tell the next person how wonderful you are. And then it's going to come into different areas.
Okay.
And no, you're not going to have to worry about, you know, you're still going to have to watch your money, but it's not going to control you.
You're going to be able to do things that you want to do. Yeah.
The
and I think your car's going to be fine. Your car's fine.
Thank you so much. The other thing is, oh, my God, my mind's just not working. I am so tired. And I think a little bit of me is saying, no, I don't want a job. I don't want a job because I'm so tired. And I cancel that whenever I think of it. But that's the other thing that I need to figure out is the exhaustion and weakness. I actually did have a great job the past 7 days taking care of German Shepherds that I love. It was so exhausting with the heat. And then I'd like to bring this up if anyone has a comment. I don't want to take up all the time, but I had a horrible experience with the dogs and a wildlife animal, and it was so traumatic. And maybe I dealt with it all, and that's just it. That's nature, and that's the end of it. But if you could just check in and see if I'm doing okay with that.
So you babysat a wildlife animal?
No. I was taking care of two German Shepherds, and something happened with those and a wildlife animal. They got involved with an animal. And it was really traumatic.
Yeah, well, I can see where that could be traumatic. I could see that maybe German Shepherds might be a little too much for you. You know what I mean? Because they would be too much for me.
These are the girls. They have no idea they're German Shepherds, but their instinct kicks with any dog. Their instinct kicks in a second. And it was not something I could control. I wasn't even mad at them, you know, for like maybe 20 seconds. I didn't love them. But other than that, I understood. I understood it all, but it was still, I saw it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't do anything. And
anyway. It's the nature of life.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's going to happen. That probably was going to happen. There's nothing you could do, whether it was that. With you, it was out of your control, whether it was with you or what happens with somebody else. So, I think you've done a good job of working through that. So you just need to keep working through it. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, you've
anybody
all
else? Marianne? Hold on. She might have a message for you.
Nope. I got the same as you. So we're good.
Hi, Marianne.
Yeah.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi, Pat. Yeah.
Listen, I love you. I love you all.
Thank you.
I love you too, honey.
Lynn, are you there?
Oh, I am. Yes, I'm sorry. I was just finding the prosperity prayer. I'm going to actually I know we're running really short of time, but I'm just going to read it to Pat. And then after the show, I will post it.
I'll find it with you.
Oh, okay. Well, you can find it, Pat.
I'll look it up.
Okay. Well, hang on. It's short, and I will just read this to you, okay? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just addressing whatever you want to call God, the Great Spirit, the Creator, whatever name you use for that intelligence, just use it. And then you say, I surrender my financial affairs and concerns about money to your divine care and love. I ask that my worries, anxieties, and fears about money are replaced with faith. I know and trust that my debts will be paid and money will flow into my life. I have only to look to nature to see proof of the abundance you provide. I release all negative thoughts about money, and I know that prosperity is my true state. I commit to being grateful for all that I now have in my life. I learn to manage my finances wisely, seeking help where needed. And finally, I ask you to help me understand my purpose in life and to act on that purpose with courage and strength. I know that prosperity will come in part by doing the work I love. Please help me use my skills and knowledge to be of service in the world. Thank you. You can do the amen if that works with you, whatever you work with. So I'll post that on our page, but I used that prayer over and over and over until it was a mantra in my mind, and it worked.
Okay.
It helped. It turned things. As I say, I'm not lighting my cigars with $20 bills, but the thing is, things got better.
And I got what I, what came to me was what I needed, not what I thought I needed, right? So that's a good one. Pat, you're the artist, right? You do the beautiful dog. Okay. Well, listen, hon, I still think, you know, every day do a little bit towards getting your work out there. It's almost like you're sitting on a gold mine. It's just the marketing you need help with, you know?
I know. And that's another reason that I want my energy to come back, because I've got a canvas up there and I can't get to it yet. But every day I'm thinking about it and saying, I'll do it. So that's active in my mind too. Thank you.
Okay. I got to read what Elizabeth has said for you.
Thank you.
Payment plans and pay what you can with what you've got money-wise, and look out for work that will fall in your lap. Do what interests you. Put free ads in your neighborhood, and traumatic experiences can cause mental problems. So look into help. There is free help out there. Insurance covers telehealth. So those are some bits of advice just to go on. And again, you know, Pat, you can reach out to us on the Sacred Embers page, okay? You're not alone.
Okay.
We consider you part of the family, love. All right?
Thank you so much. I love all you ladies. You're all wonderful and giving and generous, and just God bless you all. Thank you again.
Thank you. Bless you right back. Okay, Pat, you take care and have a beautiful Sunday. And, keep on going. You've made 100% survival so far. Okay.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay, love. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye, love. Elizabeth also said thank you. Geez, guys, I think we've got a lot more callers, but I think we're going to have to hold it here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I wanted to just, put that link out, Tony, because I don't ever want us to forget the situation in Ukraine. I wanted to remember this show. Just put that link out if you could, if you want to throw some help towards
them. Yeah, and you know, funny you mentioned that, because unless we get some funds pretty quick, I mean, we're trying every day. I also got a match from, I want to call out the Cisco company, SISCO, for matching our funds they're going to help us match, but we're running out of money in Ukraine, and if we run out of money, then we can't help. So it's forresponse.org, but I'll put it out there on the page.
Yeah, it just seems important to just sort of keep that alive, keep that those thoughts alive. And what else? Oh, yeah, so our sister show, Angel Answers, is on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 6 Central, 5, I can't do this mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. So, and they've got more people on the team now. It's DC Love, Liz Pfister, Mary Hernandez, and they've got Jan Drake Baki on the team, and Catherine Peoples as well. So it's pretty interesting. A lot of incredible energy on that. So that's Wednesday nights. And we've got a show coming up that's called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. I'm looking forward to that one, and have a feeling Hawk's going to find that an interesting show, but that's going to be coming up on Mondays. So thank you. Elizabeth is leaving us. Thanks, Elizabeth. Love and light to you, my dear girl, and thanks for being there. Okay, so we're winding down. All right, so if you want to find Elizabeth, she is at www.elizabethdonofrio.com. And there's interesting stuff, too, about Elizabeth's acting work, and she does coaching, voiceover coaching, all kinds of cool stuff. So check her out. Tony, how can people find you?
Yeah, so I also have a Facebook page, just Tony Jorgensen, and it's me blowing a kiss with my grandson, Cooper. And I also do have a website. I'm also on Instagram and Twitter at Tony KJ, and my website is Tony the Good Witch at wixsite.com. That's it.
That's right.
I'll put a link.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And yeah, excellent. Jessica's not here, but you can find her on Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven on Facebook. And it's a really excellent group. Check it out if you can. Marianne, how can people find you if they're looking for you? Or do you want to be found? Are you invisible?
Oh, just Facebook, Marianne Adams. That works.
Okay. Yeah, and
awesome.
Everybody's, I'm Lynn Bleasdale. I'm at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And we're all available. Everybody is now on our Sacred Embers website. So if you want to find the whole Sacred Embers team, it's sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. If you guys didn't get through today, if we weren't able to get to you, try again next week. We'll be back. I'm sorry to all the callers that didn't make it, but thank you for calling in, and to all our callers that did call in. We love hearing from you. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Marianne. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Love to all of you guys. That was quite a wild ride. Oh, and thanks to Sue McCarthy in the chat room. She was noticing that the energy is kind of wild and crazy these days. And yeah, Sue, I think we all are in agreement with you. It is crazy energy out there.
Yeah.
So yeah, batten down the hatches, tie your hat on and just take the ride. I'm sure that it's making changes in the world that have to happen. So hope for the best, prepare for the worst, and just keep on believing, I guess, really. It's all we can really do. Okay, you guys, I'm going to let Louis sing off, but thanks for being here, and we'll catch you all next Sunday. Love and light.
Thank you, love and light.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.